I know it was a closed-door meeting yesterday, and it was closed-door for a reason, but what can you tell us about the meeting that you had with the FBI and the CIA?
Chairman Rogers and I, in my role as the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, yesterday met with FBI Director Robert Mueller, Deputy Director Sean Joyce of the FBI, and we also met with the Acting Director, Michael Morrell of the CIA. And, you know, I felt all three of the individuals that we met with were very forthcoming in the facts, and they helped us answer a lot of lingering questions about this situation that is continuing to unfold.
All right. The FBI originally looked into this as a harassment claim. Jill Kelly was worried about these anonymous emails that she was getting. It ultimately, though, led to the resignation of the head of the CIA. And all along, the members of Congress were not notified about this. The president himself didn't know about it until last week. Do you think the FBI overstepped its power or at least its duty to inform him?
No, let me try to explain that. The first thing, this started out as a criminal, as you said. It was a cyber harassment investigation. Whenever the FBI has criminal investigations, they do not come to the White House. They tried, which they should. The FBI should be apolitical. I think Director Mueller does a good job with that. An example of what happened in Watergate with Hoover and President Nixon. So it became a criminal investigation. Now, when in fact the issue looked like it could have been involving national security or involving more issues about CIA, that is when that the FBI should come to our committee. And our committee, the Intelligence Committee, our role is to oversee all the intelligence agencies, including the CIA, and also to protect national security. So they came yesterday. They were very forthcoming. And at 10 o'clock today, our House Select Intelligence Committee is having a hearing. We will be able to ask the questions of the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, all the lingering and questions that are out there. There's been a lot of information in the media. It just is not true.
There's
a lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that.
Sure.
Because there are some people who say that, Benghazi, David Petraeus, on September 14th, went along with the video story that this was an anti-Islam video that caused the attack or was the motivation behind the attack. That turned out not to be true. And some have suggested that Petraeus knew the truth then and went along with that video claim, perhaps under pressure from the White House. Do you have any inclination that that is true?
No, I have no indication that's true, and that's why General Petraeus will be coming before our committee tomorrow morning and testifying under oath. I think that's important for our country. It's important for our intelligence community, and it's important for General Petraeus. He deals with that issue about his resignation and the fact that it had something to do with Benghazi. It's been out there. From all the information I have, that is not true. But we will be hearing from General Petraeus tomorrow morning.
All right. But I know you said that, the FBI did inform members of Congress, but, it did lead ultimately to the head of the CIA resigning. And he is a well-liked man, was a well-liked man by people in Washington, outside of Washington, Democrats, Republicans. I mean, did he need to resign? Did the president need to accept his resignation from what you know at this point?
I really can't get into that. I mean, I know the conversation that the president had. I have a lot of facts that I probably can't give you because it's classified. But that's what we're going to be questioning today and tomorrow to make sure that the information we had is correct, how our intelligence, both the CIA and the State Department, acted in this situation. Remember, we lost four American lives,
right. And
it's very serious, and we have to get to the bottom of how it occurred, why it occurred, how we acted after that situation, and then make sure we implement procedures so we protect Americans all over the world so this situation won't happen again.
All right, lastly, Paula Broadwell, did she have access to classified information that she shouldn't have had, and do we know if it was the result of her relationship with General Petraeus?
It's an ongoing investigation. I cannot comment on that investigation. As I said, the information, we'll get the facts. The facts will come out. Some of those facts will be classified. Hopefully, a lot of the facts won't be classified because I think it's the public needs to know what's happening and make sure they have confidence in the CIA and our intelligence community.
All right. Congressman Ruppersberger, good to have you on the show. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.